Chapter 49 Mangora.
Move over, you giant, off, before I boil you from the inside out.
Mangora pushed the huge Talosian back from where he had been standing on her foot. The bell at the front of her shop had long since hushed its ringing, signalling that the two men had not returned.
You do,
he said in his rough, broken form of Aldoran,
and we not fight.
Mangora was half tempted to take him up on his threat and roast him right there. But, like any other great tactician, she knew it was always the wiser choice to place the more expendable soldiers on the front line. So she held her tongue. Besides, she knew how desperate Baldor's people were. His lust for gold and the promise of open pillaging was more than enough to garner his complete loyalty, as well as the loyalty of those warriors in his tribe that followed his brand of violent leadership. The Talosians were a savage race that had broken off from Aldor centuries ago, at the height of the Wizard Wars. They hated magic, believed that it ate the souls of men. They wanted a pure, more simplistic form of life. Under this notion, they left Aldor and took up residence in the northern mountains on the Isle of Talos, eventually earning them the name Talosians, or Northmen. Their sentiments remained primitive in nature, and their language had reverted to a twisted dialect of the original tongue. Many of their tribes were ruthless, which made them perfect for what Mangora had planned. Their brutality was most apparent in the garments they wore. Their cloaks were the pride of every male warrior. They were sewn together from the scalps of their victims. The Talosians believed that in wearing another warrior's hair, they would garner that person's strength and ability. The larger the cloak, the more prestigious the warrior. The more prestigious the warrior, the more women he would naturally attract. From the size and thickness of Baldor's cloak, it was clear to Mangora why he had been named chief of his tribe. He was as ruthless as he was ugly.
They go. Why we still in hole?
Because I want to make sure they're not coming back.
Mangora rolled her eyes and huffed at the other's impatience. She was starting to get a bit flustered herself, and not wanting to spend any more time cramped in the small hidey hole alongside the smelly, illiterate Northman, she finally released the trapdoor latch. She pushed up on the hidden floorboards with her cane and crawled out. Having two members of the Wielder Council paying her a visit so soon after the failing child had stumbled into her shop only deepened Mangora's suspicions that the Vanae in East Haven had been hiding him all along. She could have probably taken the two of them in a fight, but she didn't much care for the look of that rune-covered staff the older one carried. And why take the risk when you can just hire others to do it for you?
How close are your men?
Baldor closed the trapdoor and followed her out to the front of the shop, where her collection of questionable oddities was displayed.
Close. North of town. Near River's Fork.
Mangora was having a difficult time understanding his accent. She had to angle her head to better catch what he was saying.
My men no fight magic.
She could tell by his tone and the strong position of his body language that he wasn't bluffing on that account. She knew the Talosians were a very superstitious people when it came to all things magic.
I can assure you that you will not have to,
she said as she stepped over to thumb through the books on her shelf to see if anything was missing.
I have some associates on their way to deal with the Wielder infestation in this city. Your job is to get me the boy.
You said he magic.
Yes, but as young as he is, I doubt the boy has had any practice in the use of it. From the fear that I saw in his eyes the other day, I would be surprised if he even knew he had magic in the first place. He probably has no idea who he is.
Mangora turned back to where Baldur watched her from the other side of the room.
The Wieldar Council was in all likelihood instructed by Nialis to keep the boy's secret hidden from him. Whatever we are going to do, she said, we'll need to act quickly. If the Council believes the failing has been discovered, they will begin to close ranks, if not whisk him away altogether.
She paused a moment to stare at the large, spider-shaped ring on her right hand. She couldn't afford to lose the child now, not with such an incredible opportunity being dropped in her lap. How could she face Eridine if she lost her opportunity to grab him because she wanted to play it cautious?
And how many men did you bring with you?
Baldur straightened as he rested his hand on the top of his battle axe.
All.
Mangora's mouth twisted upwards. That was exactly what she wanted to hear.